This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Divers in Italy have recovered more bodies from the boat of African migrants that sank on Thursday off the island of Lampedusa. 74 bodies were found on Sunday, bringing the official death toll to 185. About 150 people are still missing. Apostleship of the Sea chaplains provide migrants, regardless of their faith, with pastoral and practical assistance when they reach unfamiliar shores. I spoke to the AOS National Director, Martin Foley, about the tragedy and about the role of the chaplain when an accident like Lampedusa occurs.
What you've said is our first task is to pray for those who've perished and to remember their families and loved ones, a kind of reflection on what's happened.
Yes, and that's something that we strongly encourage at the Apostleship of the Sea, to make prayer for seafarers and migrants more generally a part of our daily personal prayer, prayer in our parishes, not just at times of tragedy, as we've seen this week in Lampedusa, but throughout the year, because our experience is that seafarers and migrants, they are marginalised, you know, that they work and operate on the margins of society, and they can so easily be forgotten. And therefore, our first response as Christians, we believe, is to pray for these people, and then hopefully prayer will lead to action at various levels.
Well, it's just when you look at it from a really human perspective that these people who have died left behind families, loved ones, and sometimes that's kind of forgotten when these things happen, that there are people that have been left behind, there are people that will never see their loved ones again.
Certainly. And this week's tragedy just brings home the human reality of migration. So often migration is talked about in terms of it being a burden on host societies. And clearly there are challenges that do need to be addressed, but there's a real human cost of migration. There are people leaving their families, seeking work, seeking a better life. It's what my parents did at a lower level. There was migration from Ireland 50 years ago, but still, migration is and will always be a sort of a global phenomenon. And I believe that the international community has to do more to support migrants, support the host countries, and try and put a stop to the desperation that causes people to put themselves at grave risk, as we've seen this week off the coast of Lampedusa.
Coming to from a human perspective to an action perspective, we've seen this happen time and time again when these people come from various African countries and land on islands like Lampedusa or try to get to islands like Lampedusa. How can we stop something like this happening again?
Pope Francis has spoken about the globalisation of indifference. And that's something that our port chaplains encounter. I think that because migrants, seafarers, they exist on the margins of society, it's very easy to ignore them. So they quickly move on to other issues. And yet we cannot turn a blind eye. And I think this is something that does require concerted international action. It's not something that one government, for example, in this case, the Italian government, can address by itself. So at EU level and then at UN level, I think we should be seeing politicians sit down round the table together and thrash some of these issues out and see whether there can be a more equitable allocation of migrants and refugees around the world, because I know that Lampedusa in Italy is really the first port of call for many of these migrants. They're then hoping to go on to other countries in the European community. We can't simply turn a blind eye as a European community, as an international community, and hope that this problem will go away. You know, if politicians were really to prioritise this particular phenomenon, then I'm sure that we could take some concerted and effective action.
Martin, talk to me about, you were talking about chaplains there and their role. It must be, when you're dealing with the scale of something like this, for a chaplain to have all the resources that they need to try and deal with a situation like this, how do they go about doing that?
Chaplains, they are people of a deep faith, and it's their faith, it's their vocation that drives them to respond to those in need that they encounter in ports. And their response might be a practical response, helping a migrant contact his or her family or friends at home via the internet. But it might be a spiritual, pastoral response, you know, praying with migrants, taking them to a local church, making them feel part of a community. You know, it's chaplains and the volunteers that support chaplains, as we've seen this week again in Lampedusa, who are often there on the front line, who are the first responders. And they need our support and our prayers as well, because this work is incredibly draining, emotionally draining for them. But it's such important work, and it's such a valuable mission of the church that we have chaplains all over the world in ports supporting migrants, regardless of their faith, and often being the first friendly face that they will see when they arrive in an unfamiliar port.
You were talking about the globalization of indifference, talking about Pope, what Pope Francis has said. Do you think in an age where we have also economic crises and people saying we don't have money to keep migrants and we don't, do you think it's become even more endemic, this kind of indifference towards people coming and seeking a better life when they've come from these countries where they've been forced to leave?
I think so, because often there's a domino effect, and the problems and the economic challenges that we experience here in the West often have a domino effect in other parts of the world, in developing countries, that can compound the problem and cause even more people to want to leave their homes in parts of Africa or Asia to come to the West. And that's why this requires an international response. And we need, I think, those of us living in the West, whilst we need to acknowledge the fears and the concerns that people have regarding immigration, we must be very careful about the language that we use. And as Christians, I think our primary response must be one of welcome and support. I think that there's a sort of a biblical imperative to welcome the stranger into our midst. And I think that we need to often, you know, caution those who want to use coarse language and want to make migrants feel unwelcome, because that's not going to address the problem. Just using, you know, abusive and unwelcoming language is not going to address the root cause of the problem. That requires, as I've said, concerted international action.